Hi everyone, Jason here. On May the 14th, Stephen and myself will be appearing with the one and only Mark Lewison at the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary, Dublin. We're going to be celebrating 60 years of A Hard Day's Night, and we would love you to join us. For tickets, go to paviliontheatre.ie or nothingisrealpod.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Nothing Is Real, a podcast about the Beatles. Everybody thinks they know the Beatles, but how much do we really know? My name is Jason Carty.
My name is Stephen Cockcroft.
And we are live on tape from Dublin. And we are here to launch season 7 of Nothing Is Real. This is the introductory episode 0. They said it could never happen. They said, you know, we'd gone to sea or something. I don't know. But season 7 is happening, isn't it, Stephen?
They said we'd gone to the BBC.
Well, we did go to the BBC for a little bit. But we said, we don't need that. We want to go back to where the...
We don't want fame. Real, we don't want fortune. None of that. We don't want fans. No, yes. We want fans. We just don't want fame and fortune.
So season 7 of Nothing Is Real is happening. And this is the introductory episode 0, just to say hello. And we are back and to raise a tiny curtain on what's going on. Some of you may recall in the 6 months since season 6 came to an end that season 6 introduced our first arc.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great, and it was called, say it, say it.
Epstein to Klein.
From Brian to Klein. And it was fantastic. And we did a whole arc. And we thought, you know, well, what would be a great arc for season 7?
It was so well received.
Yeah, we thought we need another arc. And the theme of season 7 is random episodes about Beatle madness.
Random episodes.
Back to our previous modus operandi of you never know what you're going to get. And so that's yeah. Worked well in the past.
Season 7's like a box of chocolates.
Exactly. So we'll be going back to the usual, hey, guess what we're doing next week? You'll never believe what we've managed to
You'll
find.
You'll never believe what we've managed to...
get an hour out of.
Yeah.
But I think we can promise people that it'll involve John, yeah. Paul, George, Ringo, maybe some other people.
Maybe some other people.
There might be some people. There might be some music.
Yeah.
There might be some times.
Possibly.
There might be some incidents.
Not so much.
Okay. But it's all going to be wrapped up with the normal.
It's a melange.
It is a melange. So it'll be, you know, the next couple of weeks. And, you know, there might be guests. We're keeping...
Who can tell?
We just are keeping our fingers crossed.
There's certainly a guest spot.
There is a guest spot. And we will see where that leads us.
By popular acclaim.
So we just kind of wanted to say hello, welcome back. We hope you had a good Christmas. Did you have a good Christmas, Stephen?
I had a good Christmas.
What was the best part?
The best part of Christmas was the new Taylor Swift colored vinyl. No, I didn't get that.
What's your favorite track?
My favorite Christmas...
Anti-hero, I'd say.
What? My favorite Christmas present was Bob Dylan's Philosophy of Song.
A good read?
It's got mixed reviews.
Yeah, it seems a bit wild. It seems, you know, I wonder how many dads are going to be still wrestling with a copy of that into the new year.
What I will say, it's no Tarantula.
Fine. Well, that's
a good thing.
That puts it in the top two of Dylan
top
books.
Two then, Dylan, top two.
Season 7. Since season 6, we've alluded to it earlier on, but we did do a series of programs for the BBC, which were a lot of fun to do with Ralph McLean in BBC Northern Ireland. And if people have missed out on us relentlessly promoting this through our social media channels, you can go to the BBC Sounds app around the world and download Give the Beatles Back to the Irish.
Yes, you got that right.
I did. For a while, the show was called Give Ireland Back to the Beatles, which scanned quite well.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really get that out of my head when it was changed. It was
difficult. we should just have called it Granny Smith and be done with it.
Yes, Laxton's superb. But if people haven't heard the show, Stephen, it's from the Nothing Is Real-averse.
It's from the Nothing Is Real-averse. Is that a thing?
I think so.
Good. It's from the stable.
It's
from the stable. It's from the Nothing Is Real stable. Different producer, obviously.
Yeah. BBC man.
Yeah. Nothing we can do about that. Edo, still disgruntled.
He's over there.
Sorry.
And it's a 30-minute per part look at all the connections between the Beatles and Ireland.
Yes.
It's kind of expanded on our live episode from 20...
Don't say that. The BBC will think we're just recycling something.
We're not recycling, but it's...
It was all brand new material.
It was brand new material, but Ralph did a great job putting together all the kind of... If you've ever listened to Nothing Is Real, and we have had this complaint before, and they said, why don't you put music in and clip and all the rest? And we're like, well, because...
Did Bob Dylan get in touch?
Hey! Give the Beatles Back to the Irish is a good listen for that kind of thing as well.
Yes, if you want amusing Irish accents and...
Yes, so it's available on BBC Sounds. It's not, it was briefly available wherever you get your podcasts, but now it's just available on BBC Sounds.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's above my pay grade.
I don't understand. I'm just a BBC lackey and I'm happy to be one.
Happy to be a BBC lackey with your BBC lanyard.
Yeah, I'm a BBC fanboy. The other thing that we've been doing in the intervening months, which we should talk about, is Acast Plus. And we want to... If you are an Acast Plus subscriber already, we want to thank you hugely for supporting the show through that through that means. We've done some Acast Plus episodes. We looked at the Revolver box set.
We did.
And
Disappointments box, volume 2? Not quite.
It's not quite as bad as that.
It's a slightly disappointing box.
It is slightly not great. And we have a realm of Acast Plus episodes going back now a period of time.
It's a parallel Nothing Is Real-averse.
Yes. Just looking at the list here, Old Brown Shoe, we've interviewed Denny Sywell, the Longfellow Sally EP, Paul McCartney's Birds, Beatle Reviews, we talked about the album Dark Horse with Luke Haynes, The Story of the American Beatles, that was a fun one. We've looked at All Things Must Pass, box sets, White Album Offcuts, Concert for Campuchia, the 1975 compilations, Beatle Houses.
The longest episodes we ever did.
The Beatles Houses episode is great.
We thought we'd get 45 minutes on the Beatles Houses and we got 2 1.5 hour episodes. And we didn't even get to Hawaii.
No. We looked at Our World, All You Need Is Love, John and Cynthia, Hey Jude, the compilation album, Paul Is Dead, Zappel, and interviews with Rogue Best, Howie Casey, Lawrence Juber, and we've looked at Beatle bootlegs. We've done a lot of things.
There's a lot
there.
In there. I've forgotten how much there is.
There's a lot in there. But we want to encourage people to keep signing up for Acast Plus. So we are planning, we are in the midst of the 16 songs of 1966.
That's insane.
It is insane.
It was your idea.
It was my idea. But because maybe in the realm of the post-Revolver box set, even if you were disappointed in that, we don't want to disappoint people. So we thought that... Episodes on 1966, which was in some ways the least productive Beatle year, right in the middle of things. They only put out 16 songs in that year. They recorded one or two extras. But we are looking at episodes for each of those 16 songs in the Acast Plus realm.
Yeah, and it scans well. 16 songs in 66.
It does scan well. I mean, if it scans well, you kind of have to do it. It's like the films of Ringo Starr.
That's how it works.
Ideas you kind of have to follow through on. So if you subscribe to Acast Plus, thank you very much. If you're on the fence and you're wondering, well, you know, what are they doing over there? We're going to be putting out these 16 episodes on the 16 songs of 66. And sometimes there might not be a much to say. Sometimes might be a lot to say. But that is the joy of the experimental realm of Acast Plus. Nothing Is Real.
That's it. Don't delay. Subscribe today.
Subscribe. There. Have I sold it? Ado, have I sold it enough? Thanks. Give a thumbs up for me.
Thumbs up. It's like having Paul McCartney in the room.
And like Paul McCartney, he's going to come over here and show us how to play it.
Play the drums.
So that's that. And so we're not really giving much away except the fact that
we're
giving nothing away except that season 7 of Nothing Is Real will start next Wednesday, January the 4th, and will come out every Wednesday as per usual for a number of weeks until it stops coming out.
Yes, and we say the one thing that isn't there that we're still working on, Paul McCartney's Shoes.
Paul McCartney's Shoes is still... in the realm. And the other episode that remains in the realm that we can never get across is the Beatles and Saturday Night Live.
That's not happening.
That should happen at some point.
We each have a veto.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, I suppose. Well, I'm not going to veto Shoes. I vetoed that other episode.
You vetoed the
yes.
Manson episode.
I did.
Well, if you're vetoing Charles Manson, I vetoed Jeff Lynne. Tit for tat.
That's fine. Well,
they're equivalent in my world.
One of them's only killed music. But anyway,
Edo's going to cut that bit out. Too soon.
That's a bit bleak. So, so there's nothing as real to come. We've done a chunk of these episodes in the studio, so we're back face to face, eyeball to eyeball, like we're on Fortland Road writing She Loves You or something like that.
That's it. Except they didn't write it in Fortland Road. They wrote it in a hotel room in Newcastle. Oh, God.
They finished it in Fortland Road.
Everything finishes in Fortland Road. There'd probably be a live episode of sorts.
Yes, there might be, actually. That's true.
That's up our sleeve.
But yeah, it's nice to be back in the studio and to have, a little bit of order to things.
Have Edo looking over us. What's he doing in the corner?
What's he doing on that laptop? It's just strange. I think he's obviously buying the revolver box out.
What's he doing on that laptop, and why are the police at the door?
So you've missed us, haven't you, folks? But it's very nice to be back. And so season 7, Nothing Is Real, starts January the 4th. Acast Plus, the 16 songs of 66 is what's happening there. And there will be other things coming out on Acast Plus as well. We're not just doing that. So there'll be one or two other kind of episodes coming out in parallel with season 7 on Acast Plus as well. But we're keeping those close to our chest for now.
I'd forgotten about the other things on Acast Plus.
The other thing on Acast Plus that's coming is quite funny. Yeah. So all that is to look forward to. And we're very glad to have you back. And we also, we're happy to everyone to stay in touch. How is the Nothing Is Real Facebook group going, Stephen?
We now have 7,100 people have signed up to our exclusive club. It's not that exclusive anymore, though, 7,100 people.
That's okay.
It's quite exclusive.
Have you gotten $10 from each of them?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, how does it work?
It's not how it works.
It's free?
It's free.
Oh, my God.
It's free, and people can get in touch on Facebook. They can get in touch via Twitter through the medium of dance.
Everyone on Twitter's giving me a fiver.
Yeah. What?
No, they haven't.
That's why you've run away to Mastodon.
I've my personal account is now on Mastodon, everybody.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, tumbleweeds. That'll show me for principles. But I still run the Nothing Is Real Twitter, so I'm happy to say it.
For now. There.
For, no, I do. It's good. And there's a Nothing Is Real Mastodon, which has about...
Is there?
Yes, there is. There's about 100 people on that.
No way.
They're all refugees from the Nothing Is Real Twitter. We live in strange times, wouldn't you say? So as 2022 goes into the rearview mirror, we want to thank you all for sticking with us. Producer Ado has slipped me a piece of paper that says we're in the top 1% of podcasts being followed on Spotify. That's nice. That we have a 4.9% approval rate. Are you a 4.9, Stephen?
At least a 4.9.
That is out of 5, which is pretty good. No, it's not good. Out of 10.
No, I'm definitely 4.9.
You're 4.9, yeah.
That is something.
Yes, exactly. That's a 98%. So we thank you all for all your support, for sticking with us for the last couple of years. This 2023 will be the 5th year of Nothing Is Real. Oh my God.
Do we have to have a party?
I don't think so.
Good.
But, that's 5 years. That's about 50 in real years.
It feels like 50 years. It doesn't feel like 5 years.
And,
it 5 years? Is it?
Well, it's the 5th year. It'll be 4 years old. It's kind of like 1920. Yeah, I know. It's kind of a different thing.
But we're entering the 5th year.
Yeah, but considering how long ago 2019 feels, I think that's a stretch. So thank you for sticking with us. Season 7, more of the same.
Just more of the same. Yeah.
And but we're always happy to talk. So let's say we're available in all the usual places.
We're available in all the usual places.
Nothingisrealpod.com is the website that'll show you the Nothing Is Real Facebook group, the Twitter feed at Beatles Pod, the links to Acast Plus, and that list of all our magical episodes. And we look forward to getting back into your ears from January the 4th. Is that what people say these days?
I don't think so.
I think I'm trying to coin a phrase for 2023.
You're just ripping off Peter Kay.
Yeah, there's that as well. And so I'm just going to get back to my Paul McCartney singles box set, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
I've had 49 singles in.
Yeah.
And, if you want to join me, no?
No, okay, fine.
That's fine. All right. See you on January the 4th, folks. Season 7, Nothing Is Real.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Nothing Is Real. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you did, why not become a member? You'll get access to ad-free content, bonus episodes, and so much more. Follow the link in the show notes, sign up on Acast Plus, or visit our website, nothingisrealpod.com.